Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are going to study Masechet Midot, which in the order of the Gemara is the end of Seder Kodashim. We're going to do all of Midot in this one session. The handout associated with it is basically an overview of each of the five Prakim. In some of the versions of the Mishnah, it's four Prakim, Dalet and Hay together. And there is a map of the Mikdash along with a legend on the back side of it, so there's a one-page handout. Perak Aleph, Mishta Aleph, much of this will seem familiar from other parts of Kodashim, including chiefly from Masachet Tamid, which we just studied. There's three locations with the Kohanim, Dushmira, Vetavtiras, Vetanzot, Vetavokad, we discussed that in Tamid, Alvim, Besim, Bechad Makom, and we already got the Cheshbon of these 21 places that the Levim guard, Chamishah, Chamishah, Shari Harbayit, Arbal, Arba, Pinotav, Mitocho, Chamishal, Chamishal, Shrei, Azorah, Balaba, Pinotav, Bimachutz, Chalishkata Korbana, Chalishkata Parochim, Echad, Lachore, Beit HaKapor. We studied all of that in Tamid. Ish Harbayit, Amachazel, Komishmar, Mishmar. We also saw this, that the fellow in charge would go during the night and check every Shomer. Vavakoto, Kinafanav, the people walking in front of him with torches, Vachomishmar, Sheino, Omeid, if the person didn't stand up, Omerlo, Ish Harbayit, Shalom Alecha, the Gabbai would say, Shalom Alecha, and to get him to stand up. Nikashri Hashem, if he was sleeping, Chovtom Maklom. He'd hit him with a stick, or Shutayalo Lisofet Kusuto. If he needed to, he'd burn his clothes. Mim Mako Bazara, when people would say, why is the screaming and mobile night coming from the Azara? Ko Ben Levi Lokem. Kodabis Avin Shashen Lo Mishmaro. So Levi is getting what he got. Was when Yaakov Merapamachat Matsu at Achi Ima Yashen Mesafu et Ksuto. One time it happened to my uncle, he says, they caught him and they burned his clothes. Chamisha Shari Mayul Harabayit. Shnei Shari Chulda Min Adarom, in honor of the Nevi'a Chulda. So the south side of Har Habayit, which is, we'll see, is a much bigger area than Ezra, of course, is two gates from the south. They're both used for going in and out. Kiponos Min Amarav, another gate on the west side, Meshamesh Knisa V'Yitzia, also entering and leaving. Teddy Minatzafon, Loya Meshamesh Klum. It was a gate that was not used. Shar Mizrahi, Alam Shushan Habira, the east gate of Harabayit, had that famous drawing of Shushan Habira. Shabo Kohen Gadol Sefet Aparav Farav Chomes Hadeh Yotzim Har Mishcha. So the cow and all of the pertinences and the Kohanim were involved in Paraduma would leave the city through that gate. Alright, Shiva Sharim Hayu Ba'azara. And this we saw some dispute about, whether five gates or seven gates or eight gates. Shloshav Tzafon and Shloshav Derom, three on each of the sides. V'chad B'Mizrach, and of course none on the west side. There's your seven gates. Shabbat Darom, what are the ones on the south side? Shar Delek, Shenilo Shar Bechorot, and Shlishilo Shar Hamayim. Those are what the three gates were called on the south side. Shmizrach Shar Nikanor, of course the very famous Shar Nikanor with the famous gates. Ushteh, the famous doors. Ushteh Shachot Hayulo, and they had two little offices there, Achad Mino, Achad Bismolo, one on each side. Achad Lishkat Pinchas HaMabich, Achad Lishkat Osei Chavitin. One was where Pinchas, who was in charge of dressing the Kohanim, and the other one was where they would prepare the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. Shabbat Safon, on the north side, you had Shara Nitzotz, Menach Sadra Hayab. It was a portico, Valiyah B'nuyah Gabab. It had a loft on top. Shkun Shomim in the Mal, Valvim in the Matan. We studied about that already in Tamid. Petach Hayalo Lachil. It opened up into the Chil, which goes between the wall of the Azara and the Soreg. Shenilo Shara Korban, Shishilo Beit HaMoked. It was the dormitory where they stayed. There are four offices. You can see it on the map in the four different corners of the Beit HaMoked. Kikitonot potchot traklin, like little rooms that go into a big hall. Shtayim b'kodesh, shtayim b'chol. Two on the inside, two on the outside b'chol. Rashi pispasin mavdilin b'kodesh l'chol. There were like little pegs in the ground that divided between kodesh and chol. Ma'im shamashot. So the one that's in the southwest corner of this thing, that's where the animals were kept. Dromit Mizrachit, on the southeast corner, that's where the Lachem Panim is made. Shachit Sfonit, northeast now, when the Maccabim came into the Mikdash, they destroyed the Mizbeach that had been defiled, didn't know what to do with the stones, Ad Yamod de Navi, and therefore they put it in this office. Tzfonim Ravit, by your Dima Beit HaTfilah, as you read in Tamid, that's how you'd go down to the underground tunnel to go to the mikvah. Shnaim Sharim Hayu LeBeit HaMoked. Beit HaMoked had two gates. Echad Patuach LaChiyul, Echad Patuach LaZara. One going out, one going in. It was just a little door. That's how you'd come in to check and see if everything was kind of spy on the Azara. Beit HaMoked Kippah. It was a domed building. Right, Gadolia Mukaf Rovdin Shaleven. Again, we did this in Tamid. They'd sleep over Techot Azara Biadam. Chekuna Ish Kisato Ba'aretz. They would sleep on the ground. The Pirchekuna. Makom Hayasham. This we did not hear about. Amma Al Amma. There was a one Amma square tile. There was a ring in it, and there was a ring of keys that was hung onto it. When it was the end of the day and time to lock up the azara, he lifted up the tile using the ring. He would take the keys, he would lock it on the inside. And there's a Levi sleeping on the outside, guarding. Kamar milin or when he finished locking, he put it back on the chain, the tile in its place. Tank sutola, he put his garments on top of it, yashen, when he went to sleep. And again, again, as we saw in the beginning of Tamid, if somebody had a carry in the middle of the night, they'd go through this misiba that goes around underneath, that's lit up with candles on both sides, and go into the mikvah. He would go out actually through the gate, which is the Teddy gate. Okay, next parak. It's 500 Amma square, Rubomina Darom, most of the open areas in the south, Shinalimina Mizrach, and the next biggest amount of open areas on the east, Shishilomina Tzafon, Yotomina Marav. There's very little open area in the west because the Azara was in the west, nor in the northwest corner of the Harabait. Makom Sheherov Minato Shemerov Tashlucho, wherever there's more space, they used it more. If you come into Harbayit, you go into a door, take a right, and you come out via left, except somebody who had some sort of trauma happen to him, he'd go in and go to the left and go around, and they would say to him, why are you going backwards, the wrong way, as it were? And if he said, Shani Avel, I'm mourning, then that's how people would know he was mourning, and they'd say, the one whose name rests in his house should comfort you. If he says, Shani Menudea, he says, I'm in Cherem, Ashochen Baitazei, Tem Libam, Vikavrucha. Then the bracha was, the one who put his name on this house should give in the heart of the Beit Din to bring you close. Divra Meir, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Asitam Kilo Avru Alav Tadin. It makes it sound like the Beit Din was wrong for putting him in Cherem. Ella, they would say, Ashochen Baitazei, Tin Belibcha, Vetishma Ledivrei Chavirecha Vikavrucha. That you should be inspired to pay good, better attention and obey the words of your colleagues, and then they will lift the Cherem. Okay. The three men is Soreg. So inside of the Har Bayit, there was this Soreg, like a picket fence. Gavua Asarat Tvachim. It was 10 Tvachim high. It's not very high. There had been 13 breaches in it. Shepratzum Machay Avan, that the king, the Greeks, had done. Chazug Darum, and even though he rebuilt it, Gazug Kenegdam Shlosrei Shtachaviyot. They had 13 prostrations inside the Mikdash to correspond with those 13. The three men are Achil. And inside of that, you have the chil, which is Esra Amot. It's 10 Amot high. U'shtemesem malot ha'yusham. And then there's 12 steps to go up from Harbayit into the Azarat. Ruma malah chatziyama v'shulcha chatziyama. It was half an amah up and half an amah deep, which is very, very narrow stairs. Kol ha'alot ha'yusham ruma malah chatziyama v'shulcha chatziyama. That's all the stairs in the Mikdash, chutz v'shal olam. Except the way din t'ilam, we'll hear about that later in the Masachet. All of the openings were 20 wide, 20 high, and 10 wide. Again, we'll hear that measurement. All of the openings had doors. We'll hear about that. All of the gates had lintels on top. Which is one of the gates into the Har Bayit. They had two stones that kind of teepeed on each other. All the gates that were there were made gold. Except for the east gate into the Azara, Shasabah and Nes, either because the famous story of the miracle that happened with Shaar Nicanor, or Yeshomim Nation Chushtan Matziv, or because the copper already has a kind of golden glow to it. Okay, Korak Talim Shayusham, Gvohim, all of the walls in the Azara were high. Chutz mikotel mizrachi, except for the east wall, shakon and sarif tapar, made by Rosh Hashanah's mishchamet, kavein v'roi pitechot shalecham, shata zeat adam. Because the Kohen who's doing the paraduma east of the city, on her hazaitim, has to be able to see the heichal when he does the hazaat adam after the shechita, the seven times towards the mikdash. So that wall had to be low. Okay, now when you walk into the Azara, you're first in a big area called Ezrat Nashim. Hayta orech 135 al rocha 135 is a square of 135 amot. V'arba l'shachot hayu, there were four huge offices, v'arba mitzoteha, in each of the four corners. Shalabaim arbaim amah, each one was 40 by 40. V'lo hayu makurot, they did not have roofs. V'chachim atidim liot, and that's what will happen in the future. Shinemar, and now we quote a pasuk from Yechezkel. Seinu l'chatzer chitzonah v'yavireni l'arbat mikzoeh chatzer, v'nei chatzer mikzoeh chatzer, chatzer mikzoeh chatzer. V'arbat mikzoeh, there's four, one in each corner, chatzer, chatzerot, k'turot. And we interpret k'turot as sheinam mikurot, that they're open to the sky. Mayu m'shamshot, what were these offices for? Dromit mizrachit, the southeast one, was hi'aita lishkat ha'nizirim. What were the Nizirim doing there? Sham Nizirim Vashlim and Sham Mehen. They would cook their shlamim there. Umagachin and Sarah, and that's where they would shave. Shachim Tachar Adud, and they put the hair under the dude to burn it up, as we read in Masachet Nazir. Sachit Tzvonit, the northeast one, was Aitalish Gata Itzim. That was where the wood was brought. Sham Akonim Balimum and Matlin Itzim. Konim or Balimum, that was what they did on their week. They would deworm that wood. Because any wood with worms in it was not could not be brought in the Mizbeach. Tzfonin Maravit, the northwest one, was the Aital Lishkat Mitzoraim. That's where the Mitzoraim would get their materials, the Log Shemen, etc. Maravit Tromit, southwest, was Ramolos Ben Yaakov, Shachachtim Aital Meshameshet. Ramolos Ben Yaakov, who reports much of this Masachet, says this tradition he didn't remember. That's where you would get the wine and the oil for Nesachim, and it was called the oil office. Chalakaita, Barishona. Originally, this whole area was just open. And they made it into a balcony. So women could go up and see, and the men could be below and see. And this is, of course, mentioned in Sukkah Daf Nun Aleph, as the Tikkun Gadol for Simchat Ben Hashoeva. So the men and women shouldn't mix in this area. From the Ezrat Nashim, there's 15 steps that go up to the Ezrat Yisrael. They built these to correspond to the 15 Shra Malot and Tilim, so it's evidently in something perhaps Herod instituted. And that's what the Levim would sing. Lo ayu trutot el mukafot. They were not straight. They would go like chatzi gor agula. You see it on the outline, on the map, that they would go like a semicircle and then out. Okay, the last Mishnah in Perek Bet. Shachot ayu tachat Ezrat Yisrael. Underneath the Ezrat Yisrael, as you're going up steps, so underneath that, going straight, there were offices that you could get to from the Ezrat Nashim. They were like a storage area. All the instruments would go there. Now, Ezrat Yisrael, go to Ezrat Yisrael, it was 135 wide, the width of the Azara, but it was only 11 deep, meaning you could only go 11 amot in, and that was as far as you could go as a non-coin. Ezrat Kohanim. Ezrat Kohanim had the same thing. Again, 11 in. So you've gone 22 in, and that's as far as Kohanim who are not doing Avodah can go. They, according to this first opinion, there was a row of pegs that would divide between one and the other. Actually went up one amah when you went to the Ezrat Kohanim. The Duchan is up there. Vashalosh Malot is three steps. Shochatzi Chatzi Amah, which means in Tzeita, Ezrat Kohanim Gvoham Ezrat Yisrael Shtei Amot Umechza. So the Ezrat Kohanim was 2.5 amot higher, one amah up, and then three steps up, each of half an amah. Kol Ezraita Orech 187. The entire Azara, including Ezrat Yisrael, Ezrat Kohanim, and beyond, was 187. We'll do the Cheshbon later on. By 135 width. There were 13 places where you would prostrate, as we said before. It was to correspond to the 13 gates total that were there between Harbayit and Azara. Dromiim Svuchim Lamarav, what were the gates? On the south ones that were near the west, Shar Helion, Shar Hadelek, Shar Bechorot, Shar Mayim, What was that called? Sharmaim Shabomrachisin Slochit Shamayim Shal Nisuch Pachag, because you bring it up from the south, from the Shiloach, and so it's on the south side. That's the prophecy in Zechariah Dalad, that water is going to come out at the end of days from underneath the house, the Beit HaMikdash will come from that gate. What about the gates on the north side? Smuchim leMa'arav, on the east, on the west side, Shar Yechonia, then Shar Korban, then Shar Nashim, and then Shar Hashir. Why is it called Yechonia's gate? Well, it's obvious, Shemar Yetzai Yechonia Galuto, that's when he was taken out in Galut, in Malachim Bet, Perek Chaf Dalad. Ash Mizrach, Shar Nikanor, the one on the east gate was Shar Nikanor. Shepish Vashim Ayulo, they had two little doors on the side, Echabino Chabismelo. There were two gates on the west side that had no name. Okay, third parak. Mizbeach. Hayash 32 or 32. The Mizbeach, the frame of the Mizbeach, we studied this in Zvachim, was 32 amot by 32 amot. Allah ama, it went up one ama, v'kanas ama, they went in on all sides, which means it's now 30 by 30. Zay Yisod, and that one ama of platform is the Yisod. And then it goes up. In Sashloshim Ashloshim. Allah Chamesh, then would go up five. The Kinei Saman, go in another one. Zah Sovev. Now that new platform, which is now six off the ground, pretty high, is the Sovev. Zasum Mishmon, Zasum Mishmon. Now you have a 28 by 28. Now, Makom HaKranot, up on top of it, you have the capstones. Amamizem Amizem, which were one Amah cubed. So the inside area is 26 squared. You have to have an area for the Kohanim to walk, which is Amamizem, one Amah on each side. So now there's 24 in the middle. Makom Maracha, that's how big the Maracha was in the middle. Amar Yosi. Yosi says, "Metchila lo haya el shmona v'esrim." Originally, the whole thing was 4 amot less, 28 by 28. Koneis v'olev midazu, and it would go up in the same way that we just mentioned. So that means everything's 4 smaller. Achinim tzama kom aracha v'esrim el esrim. So up on top, the maracha was 20 by 20. Shalu b'nei Golan, when they returned to rebuild, hosifu alav 4 amot miadrom v'4 amot miadmarav. They added 4 amot in the south direction side and on the west side. Kamin Gamma, so it looked like sort of like a gamma, which looks like an L. Why did they add this? Shenema Rariel Shtemesre Orech Bishtemesre Rochav Ravua. That the Yechezkel, in the Nevuah, it talks about the Ariel, which they understood the Mizbeach to be 12 by 12. Now, Yechol Sheinu El Shtemesre El Shtemesre, maybe it's really only 12 by 12. Kshomer Alarat Rava'av, it's 12 by 12 in each one of the four quadrants. From the middle you count 12. This way and 12 that way, which means you've got 4 squares of 12 by 12, which of course add up to 24 by 24. And therefore you would have to increase the Mizbeach, so to end up 24 by 24 in the middle, you have to start with 32 by 32 at the bottom. Chut shel sikra chogro ba'emtza. We have the famous chut ha-sikra, the red mark going around the Mizbeach, right in the middle. It's on the wall of the Mizbeach going all the way around so that you know where Damim Ha'elyonim, like the Olat Ha'of and Chatat Be'ma, and Damim Ha'tachtonim, like the Olat Be'ma and Chatat Ha'of go. The Yisod didn't go all the way around. It went on the entire north side, the entire west side, one Amma on the south till it hit the Kevesh, or before that, and Amachat, and on the east side it went one aman, and that was it. It wasn't further. Now, Vikaran Maravit Dromit, when you go to the southwest corner, Hayushne Nikavim, in the Yisod there were two holes, one on the west side, one on the south side. Shechel Mimdakin, Shalim Adnanim, Al Yisod Maravit, Al Yisod Dromit, Yodin Bahen, that's where all of the Damim that would go in on the south side or on the west side would go down, umitarvin and mix ba'ama into the trench, v'yotzin nachal kidron, go out to nachal kidron. And that's shvichat ha'shirayim. Lemata baritzpa, down on the floor, be'oto keren, in that corner, koreyashem ama lama, this is something we did not hear about earlier, there was one by one ama, tavla shel shayish, a marble tile. Tavata takfu, Abad had a ring to pick it up, shabay yordin lashit, that's how they would climb down and go underneath to where the damim would go, menakin oto, and they'd clean out like blood that had coagulated. The kevesh had a drumosh of Mizbeach, the kevesh went to the south of Mizbeach, shloshimushtaim, it was 32 long, arochav sheshrei, it was 16 wide, half as wide as the Mizbeach, Right al of Maravo, on the west side, there was a little ditch, Shishama Yunotnim Psule Chatata Of, if a Chatata Of went Pasol, and went in there. Now, Chadam Ne'a Kerem, Shvachadam Ne'a Mizbeach. Where did these rocks come from? Nimbikat Beit Kerem. Mechofrin Lamata Me'abtula, they would go underneath sort of the bedrock, and with Yimisham Avanim Shlemot Shal Unafal Ne'a Barzel. They'd bring out whole rocks that had never been hewn. Shabarzel Posel Benigiyah. Anytime metal touches a rock, it's Pasul Mizbeach, even if it doesn't take anything away. And any rock that is missing any piece, no matter how it got off, is pasul. If you have the mizbeach and one of the rocks gets chipped, only that one is pasul, but the rest are okay. They would plaster the mizbeach twice a year. Pesach and Sukkot. They would do the heichal itself one time. And the reason, because there's so much blood and other things there, that you have to clean it up. Rabbi said, and that erev yerev Shabbat, they'd clean the mizbeach off with a fabric or some sort. They had them in because of all the blood there. They wouldn't use a metal trowel to plaster it. Because it might touch some of the stones. Impossible. Shabarzel, livra lekatzeri rav shaladam, famous drasha. Metal and stone, and steel were made, or iron really, was made to shorten a man's life, meaning weapons. This back is to make your life long. And the one that's short there to shorten should not be put on the one that's there to lengthen. Okay, but Tabot Tayul Tzfonosh Mizbeach. So now on, and you can see this on the drawing, there were rings that were north of the Mizbeach in the ground, Shishastar Mishal Arba'a, either 6x4, Yishamim Arba'a Shal Shishasha, or 4x6. Four rows of six, or six rows of four. Shalayim shochtim et ha-kodshim. That's where they would use the rings to tie down the kodshim and shachtim. Beit HaMit Pachayim, Ma'alit Tzfonosh Mizbeach. And further north, you had the place called Beit HaMit Pachayim. Shalav Shmonah Mudim Nanasim. Remember, we read this about this in Tamid. They had eight short poles. Or Va'in Shal Erez Agabeyan. They had cedar blocks on top of them. And they had chains anchored into them. Each one had three chains. And then they would use them to tie down the animal to flay it on top of the marble tables. Remember, I said why they're marble? Because of the heat that were between the pillars. Now, Kior, you can see this on the map, the basin was between the Ulam and Mizbeach. It was south. Not in the middle, but south, on the south side. There's 22 amot between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. There were 12 stairs to go up. Now we're going up further into the Ulam. And remember, we said this was different. This was half an amah up, one amah in. Amah v'rovet shalosh. You'd go up one, and then you'd have a landing of three. Amah v'rovet shalosh. Amah v'rovet arba. The top one was four. He said the top one was five. Now, Pitcho Shel Ulam Kovar Ba'im Amav Rochbo Asum Amav. Again, we said the opening of the Ulam was different. It was twice as big. 40 high and 20 wide, twice as much as the others. Matarot Shel Milata Yu Agabav. There were beams above it that were scaffolded. Atachtona Odefer Al HaPetach Amav Mizeh HaMizeh. The lower one came out one Amav. On each side, Shalomal Meno Defer Aleha Amah Mizeh Amizeh. The one above it went out one Amah further. So the one on top was 30 Amot wide because it went further out. There was a row of stones in between each one, so it was a beautiful ornamental piece. Klunzot Shel Erez Hayu Kvuin Mikotlo Shel Heichal Mikotlo Shel Ulam Kadesh Leiva Eight. They had beams, cedar beams, that were connected to the wall of the Heichal, to the wall of the Ulam, because the Ulam's shape is very narrow, so that it shouldn't fall. Shashirot Shel Zahav Hayu Kvuin B'Tikrat HaUlam. There were chains that went up to the roof, the ceiling of the Ulam, Shman B'Rchei Kuna Olin V'Rina Ta'atarot. There were crowns that were there, and the kids would climb up to see them. Shenemar, Tarot, Tiyah, L'chein, U'tuvyah, L'idayah, L'chein, Ben Tzfanyah, L'zikon, Be'chal, Adonai. Okay. Geffen Shel Zahav, the famous grape cluster, we read about this earlier in Tamid. Haytel Meredal Pitchot Shel Echal, Mulel, Rabbe Klunsot, that was hanging like an arbor. Komishu Minadev, Aleo, Gagir, Ashkol, if you donated any grapes, Ve'viva Toleba, you'd hang it there, Rablozov, and Tzadok, Masah, Yah, Nualah, Shloshmer, Kohanim. And one time it took them 300 Kohanim, to move it. Now we get to the to the Heichal, to the Mikdash itself. So you go up these steps, and now remember, what we didn't mention is that there is no door in the Ulam. It's a huge parochet. Remember we read in Tamid, but opening up for the Kohen Gadol. It's a huge parochet. That's the big parochet that supposedly took 300 Kohanim to take to the mikvah. Pitcho shel Heichal. Now we get to the door of the Heichal. Kovos Ramavroch Boasramot, like all the other openings, 20 by 10. Rabad al Tota Yulo. It had four doors. Shtaim bifim, shtaim bachutz. Meaning there's two on the inside that open in, meaning towards the outside. Shtaim bachutz, there's two on the outside that open in. Shemar shtaim dal Tota Lechal, lekodesh achitzonon, in achitzonon niftachot letoch hapetach. The outer ones open into the doorway, lechasot of yoshalekishalkotel. And by opening in, they cover up the side of the wall, which as we see has no design on it. According to this version, the inner ones also open in and they fall back so that they cover up the inside of the bayit. Because on the back of where the doors are, there's no gold there. So the whole rest of the house is gold besides that. He said the doors open towards each other. They were folding doors. They'd fold in. And each would go in 2.5 amot, meaning there are 5 amot each, because the whole thing is 10. So 5 and 5, but they'd fold in 2.5, 2.5 each. And there was a doorpost of 0.5 ama each on each side. Shemar, meaning the whole mechanism started a little bit inside, it was receded. Again, Yechezkel. Okay, Ushnei Pishpishida Yulo L'Shal HaGadol. We read about this also in Tamid. There were two openings, small openings, to the big entrance into the Heichal. Achad B'Tzafon, Achad B'Darom. And again, Shabdarom, L'Nechaz Bo'adam, Yalam, L'Avom, Farshad Yechezkel, Shor Yer, Elai, Adonai, Hashar, Hazei, Sagur, Yelo, Patach, V'Ish, Le'evobo, Ki Adonai, Le'Yisrael, Bavo. We read that in Tamid. The south door is not used at all. It's never opened. V'Yas Sagur. Now, Tata Mafteach, how did the fellow get in? He would take the key, he would open up the northern pishpesh, and then he would come in and open it from the inside while the other one's opening it from the outside. He would walk actually not through a tab, but through the middle of the wall itself. He'd be in between the two gates, and he would open both of them, one from the inside, one from the outside. So he had a very different system for opening the gates. There were 38 little cubbies there. 15 on each side, north and south. Shmonim Rav and 8 on the west side. What were they? There were 3 rows of 5. So that's 15 here, 15 there, that's 30. Shmarav Shlosha Gabe Shlosha. And the west had 3, and then 3, Ushtam Gabeim, and 2 on top. Shlosha Ptachim Ayu L'chol Achad V'Achad. Everyone had 3 openings. Chad Atamina, I mean, one to the right. Chad Atamina, small, one to the left. Chad Atashal Gabab, one to go up, or down. Ker Mizrachit Tzvonit Ayu Chamisha Ptachim. On the northeast corner, there were 5 openings. Chad Atamina, I mean, Chad Atamina, Shal Gabab. Chav Nesiba, one to the Nesiba, the ramp that went around. Chav Mishpesh, one to that door that went in, Vechad Eichal, and one into the Eichal itself. Okay, now, Hatach Tona, this is right in Malachim. The lower one was Chamisha, Verovat Shisha. It was 5 wide, with a 6 wide tile on top. Sa'id Shisha, the middle one, was 6 wide, Verovat Shisha, it had a 7 wide tile on top. The upper one was 7 wide, so this whole thing kind of branched out. And that's right there in Shlomo's Mikdash. What was this Mesibah that they would use to go to the mikvah? It was a ramp that would go from the northeast corner all the way to the northwest corner. That's how they would go up to these things on the roof. You'd be facing west. When you walk the whole north wall, it's Megiel Marav till you got to the west, northwest corner. Higiel Marav, Afach Panav Adarom. Then you'd turn left and go south. Halach Kopre Marav, Chumagiel Adarom. You'd go on the west side till you hit the south corner. Higiel Adarom, Afach Panav Adarom. Then you turn east. And then you get to the opening. That opens to the south. There are two cedar beams, or yolin, the gagashal aliyah. That's how you could actually go up to the roof. And that was the spot, if you were between the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodeshim, there were two beams there that would divide them. There were actually skylights that were open to go into the Kodesh Kodeshim. Shabayan hayum shal shalin et ha'umanim b'tevot, k'desh lo yazunu einayim b'et kodesh kodeshim. If workers had to go in to work in the Kodesh Kodoshim, they put them in these boxes that would face them only in the direction of what they had to work, and they lower them so they shouldn't see anything besides that. V'heichal. Now what about the heichal itself? Me'ah al me'ah. It was 100 by 100. Al rum me'ah, 100 high. We'll see what that is. Ha'otam sheshamot v'govho arba'im amah. Now we'll have to do the math. Amakior, Vamatayim Beit Dilfa, Vamatikra, Vamamaziva, Vagovashal Aliyah Arbaimama. So let's see it. The Otem, which is the foundation, is 6 amot. Then the inside is 40 high, that's 46. Then there's a thing that they call the Kior, which is really a drawing of a Kior up on top, on a beam. Vamatayim Beit Dilfa, another 2 amot, Matikra, and then there's the ceiling. Mamaziva, then there's pitched roof. Vagovashal Aliyah, and then the second story up there, which is another 40 amot, v'maki over matayim beit tofa v'matik rov v'mama ziva, and then shalosh amot ma'akeh, that's 96, shalosh amot ma'akeh, the ma'akeh was going around on top, the fence on top is 3 amot high, v'makale orev, and there was one amah, if you recall, we had earlier, at Menachot, of the things that we put on top to keep the ravens from roosting up there. You know, he said that doesn't count because it's inside, but the makeh was 4 high, rather. Okay. Now, mizrach l'marav me'ama. Now, from east to west, it's 100 amot. How does that work? We did the height. Now, how do we do the width? Let's go through it. Kotel ha'ulam chamesh. The wall was 5. Ha'ulam echad asar. The ulam itself, remember the 100 is now from the ulam in. So the wall itself is 5, the ulam itself is 11, kotel eichal shesh, the wall of the eichal is 6, so that now gives us 22. Tocho arba'im amah, the middle of it was 40 amot. Amatraksin, which is where the structure that divides the Kodesh from the Kodeshim is there. So now we've got 22, another 40 is 62, and now, Asimah Mabit Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Kodesh HaKodeshim is 20, that's 82. Kotel Eichal Shesh, the back wall of the Eichal is another 6, so that's 88. Vata Shesh, and then there's an office there, the rooms there that are another 6. Vata Chamesh, Mechamesh, that gives you 100. Now, Tzafon Adarom Shivim Amah, it's 70 going north to south. Kotel Mesiba Chamesh, Mesiba Shalosh, so the wall of the Mesiba, that ramp is 5, the Mesiba itself is 3. Kotel Ta Chamesh, Vata Shesh, Kotel Eichal Shesh, Vitocho Esrim Amah, it's 20 wide. Kotel Eichal Shesh, Vata Shesh, Vikotel Ta Chamesh, Vetor Adat Amayim Shalosh Amot, Vakotel Chamesh Amot. Good. Now, Ha'olam Odeh Falav Chamesh Sri Amah Min HaTzafon HaRish Amah Min HaDarom. If you look at a map, it looks like a big T because the Ulam goes much further north and south than the Heichal. It's 15 Amot on each side. And he called Beit HaChalifot. That area was called Beit HaChalifot. Sham Gonzim Et HaSakinim, and that was where they would bury Sakinim that they would use for Shechita. Ha'ichal Tzar Mi'acharav Chav Milfanav. And so the Heichal is narrow in back and widens out. It looks like a lion. Shnemar, Hoy Ariel Kiryat Chana David. Yerushalayim is called, the Mikdash is called Ariel, so it's like a lion. Just like a lion is narrow and then widens out in back, same thing with the Heichal. Okay, Kol Azorai Ta'orach 187, Rochav 135. Okay, we already saw this, but now we're going to do the math of the Azorah being 187 long and 135 wide. This is Azorah, not the Azorah Nashim, but the other Azorah, Azorah Yisrael, Azorah Kohanim, etc. Okay, let's see. The Mizrach Marak, 187, Makom Yisat Ragoi Yisrael, 11. There was 11 Amot, which is where non-Kohanim could go. Makom Dirsata Kohanim Achadasu, another 11, which is where the Kohanim can go if they're not doing Avodah. That's 22. Hamizbeach Toshim Ishtarim. The Mizbeach is 32. That's already 54. But only Mizbeach is Yimishtarim. And there's another 22 till the Ulam. So that's 76. And then Haichal Me'ama, that's 176. Another 11 behind the Mikdash. Now, it's 135 wide from north to south. Now, Kevesh from Mizbeach, 62 of that is Kevesh, 32, and Mizbeach, 32, but it's not really 32 and 32 because the Kevesh overlaps a little, so the whole thing is 62. Another 6 going north to the 8 going north to the Tabaot, so that's already 70. Another 24 amot of where the rings themselves are, which is now 94. That's another 4, it's 98. Another 4 to those little pillars, 102. And then there's another 8. And whatever is left, you figure out, goes from the Kevesh in the other direction to the south wall. Now, Sheish L'Shachot Ayu Ba'Azara. There were 6 offices in the Azara. Shalosh Batzafon, Shalosh Batarom, 3 on each side. Batzafon, Lishkat HaMelach, Lishkat HaParva, and Lishkat HaMadichim. We'll see what they're used for. Lishkat HaMelach, Shalom, you don't need Melach LaKorban. That's where you get salt for the Korbanot. Parva, Shalom, you Molchin Orot Kodshim. The Parva was where they would salt the pelts of the Kodshim. Gaya Beit HaTfilah. Up on top was with the Beit HaTfilah, the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, where he would keep changing his clothes. We have that in Yoma. Shkat HaMedichin, Sham Yudichin, Kiveya Korashim, Sham Siba Ola La Beit Parva. There is a ramp that goes up to the Beit Parva for the mikveh, but that's where they would wash off the innards of the Korbanot. Sheba Darom, what about on the south side? Lishkat HaEitz, Lishkat HaGola, Lishkat HaGazit. Okay, Lishkata 8, so Rav Rosman Yaakov Shachachti by Tabin Shemesh. The second time he said that, I don't know what it's used for. And Abba Shaul again comes to the rescue, and Lishkat Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol's office was there. The roof of all 3 of them were together. Lishkata Gola, Shamaya Bor Kavua. There was a cistern, Vagagala Turalav, Shamaski Mayan the Chol Azara. And there was a wheel that they would use, and that's where they get water for the whole Azara. Lishkata Gazit, what was that? Shabbatas Sanhedrin Gdola, Shal Yisrael, Yoshev, Dana Etakuhna. That's where the central Beit Din was. And they would also judge the Kuhna. Kohen Shin, Sabo Psul, Lovei Shchorim, Tatev Shchorim, if a Kohen was found to be Pasul, he'd wear clothes of mourning, as it were, Yotseva Holechlo. He would walk out. Shalom Tzabo Psul, if they judged that he was clean, Lovei Shlevanim, Tatev Shlevanim, he'd wear white clothes. He would go in and do a voto with the other Kohanim. And they would make a big Yom Tov. Everybody would be very happy that we did not find a psul in this Kohen. And with that, we come to the completion of Masachet Midot. We'll begin our study of Masachet Nidah in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day. Chen, Shar Kochachem, Oraita, Hadran Alach, Masachet Midot.